Earlier this month, a Pakistani man was sentenced in a U.S. court for illegally transferring more than $2 million to Pakistan. The man used what's known as the Hawala system. Hawala is a religiously sanctioned method of moving money, generally under the table. Washington believes it's often used to fund terrorist operations. Pakistan has also started cracking down on Hawala, not because Hawala helps terrorists, but because it's a drain on the country's treasury. The World's Aaron Schachter reports from Islamabad.
Hawala has been standard practice in Pakistan for hundreds of years. But just this month, the Pakistani government is moving to shut it down. It accuses the country's largest money-changing and exchange company of moving $10 billion out of the country illegally through the Hawala system. In its most basic form, Hawala is very much like Western Union or any other regular money transfer method. What's unique is that with Hawala, transactions take place entirely on the honor system through a network of brokers around the world. No records are kept of individual transactions, only running tallies of the amount owed by one broker to another. Numerous currency exchange brokers sit a little ways from the shuttered offices of Kalia and Kanani, the brokers accused by Pakistan's government of transferring $10 billion. Azhar Hassan works at Dollar East. He says Hawala is the perfect system for customers who want to avoid taxes or detection.
In Hawala payments, nobody wants to give his or her ID. These payments are without any ID. So who is the sender and who is the receiver? It doesn't show in any records.
Hassan estimates that up to 20% of money transfers in and out of Pakistan are done through Hawala. So he's happy to see the government crack down on the practice. Rahman Malik, an advisor to Pakistan's interior minister, says the government is determined to get rid of the Hawala system. Pakistan isn't terribly worried that Hawala is financing terror. Rather, the government fears the system is being used to siphon hard currency out of the country. The government has offered amnesty for people who've used Hawala, but some are concerned that overzealous law enforcement might scoop up legitimate businesses. Mohammed Akwil is a finance and marketing professor at Qaid-e Azam University. He says Hawala itself isn't illegal as long as records are kept, but he says the government hasn't held currency brokers accountable for the transactions they make.
My view is that you have to check and balance on every transaction because you are regulated. The economy of Pakistan, you have the Economic Affairs, Ministry of Finance. What is the role of these organizations if you don't have the check and balance?
What Akwil won't come right out and say, but many believe, is that ultimately the reason the illegal Hawala system can exist in Pakistan or anywhere else is because corrupt politicians let it happen. So the move to clean up the system may be based on Pakistan's dire economy. Then again, it may be based on pressure from the U.S. government, which is concerned about how easy it is for terrorists to anonymously move money around the world. Ahmed Musali is a political science professor at the American University of Beirut. He has no doubts about why Pakistan's new leader, Asif Zardari, is moving now against Hawala.
This is part of the new president's policy that he is doing what Musharraf was not ready to do and to go against a very popular transfer of money in and out of Pakistan.
But the Pakistani government is in a bind. Many Pakistanis have family members working outside the country who send them money using the Hawala system. Those people are now scrambling to recoup thousands of dollars frozen in the government's crackdown. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Islamabad, Pakistan.